While Megan and Britter get ready for our final round, it's time for us to play a game. This is called Largest and In Chargest. Puzzger Archung, please explain how this works.
Ophira, I'm going to tell you and Jonathan about two Guinness World Records, each the largest recorded specimen of its kind. Your job is to guess which of the two is bigger, because not every large is the same. Think about it.
Not every large is the same.
It's very deep. It's very deep.
All right, here's your first one. Which is bigger, the world's largest disco ball or the world's largest inflatable beach ball? Ophira.
Both so fun.
They both sound super fun.
Wouldn't you be happy if you were at a party that had both of those things? And yeah, there was only two people invited to the party.
As long as the room was big enough.
The room has to be. Okay, the largest disco ball, you know, I'm going to say the largest inflatable beach ball is bigger because the largest disco ball has to hang from the ceiling. That's a big problem. It's going to be heavy. The ceilings are going to fall. Beach ball, man, that could be massive.
Jonathan?
I feel like you're probably right. I mean, let's face it. An inflatable thing that's kind of round is like a hot air balloon. That's already pretty big.
Sure.
I could see making a beach ball that big. To make a mirrored
disco ball
that big, you would need a lot of mirrors. What a huge pain in the neck it would be to
make
that.
Who would want to do that?
Nobody wants to do that.
No.
I'm going to agree with Ophira on this one. It's the beach ball.
All right, the answer is beach ball.
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
The beach ball was 65 feet, 6 inches tall, or diameter, and was part of a promotional stunt for the 2017 movie Baywatch.
That's the only thing they could think of. I could just imagine that pitch thing. All right, what do people love about Baywatch? I don't know how to say this, so I'll say beach balls.
All right, here's your next question. Which is longer, the world's longest bicycle or the world's longest motorcycle? Jonathan, you're first.
Well, again, I feel like bicycle is going to be easier and safer because you're not going to go... If you have a motorcycle that's 100 feet long and it's got a motor on it, if you're going to be going fast, you're going to get in a very bad accident.
How does that even work?
I don't even know.
How many wheels would you have to have?
Yeah, I don't know. Does it still count if it's just two? I suppose you just have a long string of wheels. You could do it.
Or like a tractor wheel?
Yeah, like a tread.
A giant tread. Thank you.
I don't think it would count then.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't really be a motorcycle.
No.
Okay, got it.
I'm going to say bicycle because I feel like it's easier to make a bigger bicycle.
I am with you, but just for fun, I'm going to say here's the one thing that might make it a motorcycle. Bicycle enthusiasts are going to be like, we don't need a bigger bicycle. Who cares about a big bicycle? You know what's the great thing of bicycles? Just me and my bicycle. But motorcycle enthusiasts will be like, you know what's cool? A big motorcycle. What's the biggest motorcycle we can make? Yeah, let's put money into that.
Do you know what's the great thing? Like you said, do you know what's the great thing about bicycles? Just me and my bicycle.
Yeah, that's the greatest thing.
You sound just like a bicycle rider when you say that.
So, Fear, you said motorcycle.
Yep.
I'm sorry, the answer is bicycle.
Yeah.
The world's longest bicycle is 135 feet, 11 inches.
Too long.
Too long. Here's your next question. Which has a larger diameter, the world's largest drum or the world's largest whoopee cushion? Ophira.
I feel like we're back to the disco ball and the beach ball once again.
Yeah. It's you wouldn't think that theory would be so applicable across so many.
Clearly it's a metaphor for life. It's going to be the whoopee cushion because, maybe the device inside the whoopee cushion to make the whoopee sound. What is that? Is that some sort of...
Whoopee cushion is just an inflatable
just a thing.
Thing,
right? You know, you play pranks.
Yeah, I love pranks.
Because the drum has to be a skin, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like, I mean, that means you're sewing together lots of animal hides? I don't know about that. I'm going to say a whoopee cushion, just a bunch of plastic.
All right, Jonathan?
Thank you for making it interesting last time. But I don't want to make it interesting. I'm going to go with what I think is the answer, which is to agree with the fear and say it's the whoopee cushion.
Wow. You guys have really found the Occam's razor of Guinness Book of World Records. The answer is whoopee cushion.
Yep.
The world's largest whoopee cushion is 25 feet in diameter, and it took, quote, many students from the community to collaboratively deflate it.
I like that, the community.
All right, which is longer, the world's longest seesaw or the world's largest road sign?
When are you going to need a super long road sign?
Well, I feel like some of these things, these are not all things that just exist. Sometimes people just make it so that they can get into the Guinness Book of World Records.
What?
I'm saying. It's not, you don't actually need to have it in the world in order to,
okay.
to make
right.
it.
Okay, sure.
I'm just trying to think of how terrifying it would be to be on a very long seesaw.
And you're at the top and then that person gets up and goes to have lunch?
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, I used to love the seesaw because it's thrilling because you're about to die.
All the time.
On it, we used to like really fling ourselves up and down so that you could get air with your butt on
yeah,
the top.
Yeah, sure. Or walk it. Did you ever walk on top of it?
Oh my God, it's so dangerous. That's why they don't have them in playgrounds anymore because they're way too dangerous. And if you made one that was like 100 feet long, you'd be, I can't do the math, but you'd be very high in the air. Still, it's a very tempting idea. And a road sign, I kind of agree with you. Who cares
Who
about a
cares?
Road sign? Who cares? Yeah. I'm going to go with seesaw on this one.
All right, Ophira.
Although I can't figure out if you have a super, super, super long seesaw, like where you're going to put the
fulcrum.
The fulcrum, thank you. At some point, it's going to be just like, bling, 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 like it's not going to work at the end because they're going to be.
You don't have a lot of play, you're saying.
That's right. You can't. You won't be able to seesaw, it will just snap.
Unless the fulcrum is very tall.
Unless the fulcrum is made of a road sign. I'm going to say seesaw.
You both say seesaw. The correct answer is seesaw.
Yeah.
The world's largest seesaw is 79 feet, 2 inches long. In its up position, the seesaw is 11 feet and 7 inches tall.
Oh, kids,
terrifying.
Don't ride it.
Terrifying.
Don't ride it. It's too dangerous.
All right, here we go. This is your last question. Ophira, which is longest? The world's largest sock or the world's biggest pair of jeans?
Longest?
Yeah, the length, the longest dimension.
I'll just say this. Isn't it more satisfying just to think about the world's largest sock? Like, if largest jeans, you're like, all right, but like, just a massive sock, just one. Just the one.
The other one gets lost. I don't even know where it goes.
You're pulling it out of a dryer for like 10 hours, right. Just trying to find the end of it.
I had two of these when I applied to get the record, and now I only have one.
That's
what
right.
happened?
Where is it? Yeah, I'm going to say sock.
You're going to say sock. Jonathan?
I'm going to say jeans to make it interesting.
Well, look at you.
That's it?
Making it interesting.
It's not that interesting, I suppose.
You made it fascinating.
I made it really interesting. Let's see what happens.
The real answer is jeans.
Yay!
You made it right.
I made it really interesting.
The world's biggest pair of jeans is 164 feet, 4 inches long. The sock was only 32 feet long.
Ah.
And the jeans weigh 1 ton.
Oh, man.
All right, that's the end of the game, and the winner this time is Jonathan.